Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Lefter joins us when we come back right after this.
Hey, Ernie, you ready for your new calves?
Well, I'll be ready after I clean out the barn.
Ernie, that old barn's getting ready to blow down.
My daddy built that barn back in 43. Just because it leans and leaks a little don't hurt nothing.
Oh, did you know that you can get a fully assembled and ready-to-use loafing shed or a complete calving facility delivered to your place from GoBob Pipe and Steel?
Just what I need, a loafing shed. I'm feeling kind of tired. Besides, I thought old GoBob did was bend pipe with his bare hands, acting like some kind of Superman.
Well, Ernie, GoBob Pipe and Steel builds loafing sheds, shelters, and barns for cattle and horses, and they're made out of heavy-duty steel that should last a lifetime. Plus, they're portable.
So GoBob will bring whatever I need to me?
You bet he will.
Well, I'd be real curious to see that loafing shed, and my calves could use a better shelter.
Ernie, check out GoBob Pipe and Steel at GoBobPipe.com. They'll take good care of you.
And my calves. Me too, with that loafer shed.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefter joins us now from Lefter Commodities. And Tom, well, it's back to business today after yesterday's market break and coming off kind of a rough day for cattle futures on Friday.
That's right, Dave. Friday, we started higher and closed negative in the live cattle and the feeder cattle futures both. The live cattle also saw new lows for the week last week for the second straight session. We also saw the lean hogs close on a higher note back on Friday. Now, we also had the cash cattle trade at 133 to 134 last week. That was a couple of bucks lower. We also saw yesterday Oklahoma City had an estimated run of 8,500 head. Feeder steers and heifers were called steady to $3 higher. We saw back on, well, I take this back, this is Monday's numbers, choice box beef down 79 cents yesterday, select boxes up 17 cents on a total movement of 142 loads. The cattle slaughter yesterday was only 93,000 head, and we saw back on Friday's close, April live cattle 40 lower, March feeders down 22, and April lean hogs 92 cents higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures, it's kind of the same story as the livestock. Back to business after holiday and coming off a day which they finished mostly lower.
That's right, Dave. We saw mostly quiet trade and lower trade for the grain and soybean complexes on Friday. All this ahead of that three-day weekend we just got done completing. Now, most everything gave up some early session upside they had Friday because we did start off stronger, but just could not hold it. Now, we are looking now at the Brazilian soybean harvest, 14 to 16% complete, run ahead of schedule. Trading overnight has been mostly positive and very active volume for our grain and soybean complex. And we've also had news this morning, Saudi Arabia, Russia, and Venezuela have agreed to freeze oil output at January levels. But there have not been any agreement on any cut in production. This also means Iran and Iraq must also agree before all this becomes into effect. So it's having mixed results this morning in our crude oil. At the moment, our March KC wheat's 3.5 cents higher. March corn's up 3 cents. March soybeans trading 5.75 higher. March cotton's up 50 points. March crude oils came off the highs of the morning. They are up 5 cents right now. We're looking at the March dollar index 61 cents higher and March Dow Jones futures 177 points higher.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning. That's going to do it for us here today. For Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.